Listen to this news. Washington to regulate residential property listings by brokers. The Washington legislature on Wednesday approved a bill that would prohibit real estate brokers from marketing the sale or lease of residential properties exclusively to select groups. The measure, Senate Bill 6091, has been sent to the governor for final approval. If enacted, the law would require brokers who advertise residential property to a limited group of potential buyers or tenants to also make the listing available to the broader public and other licensed brokers. The legislation emerges amid an ongoing debate within the real estate industry regarding the practice of private listings. Some contend that property owners should retain the freedom to market their homes in any manner they choose, while others argue that such practices undermine fairness and risk, enabling discriminatory outcomes in housing transactions. The issue has also prompted similar legislative proposals in several other states, including Wisconsin, Illinois, Hawaii, and Connecticut. In Washington, however, private listings are relatively uncommon. The bill, which passed with near unanimous support, has garnered support from several industry groups within the state. Washington Realtors has been a strong proponent of the measure, stating that it aligns with the association's goal of making Washington the most consumer-friendly state for buying and selling real estate property. The organization added that the implementation of Senate Bill 6091 would enhance transparency, fairness, and equal access across the residential real estate market. The legislation applies solely to real estate brokers and does not restrict property owners who choose to privately market their homes on their own. It also includes an exception permitting private listings when necessary to protect the health or safety of the property owner. According to the final bill report, brokers who violate the law may face disciplinary action from the Washington State Department of Licensing, which could include license suspension or revocation, as well as fines of up to $500 per violation. If enacted, the bill will take effect on June 10. Trade Tech, Washington considers new rules for AI chip exports.